Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in their online affiliates around the world, thanks to iHeartRadio and Amazon Music Podcast. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, I know the school year has definitely been, I think, challenging for a lot of people, kind of getting back to what is the new normal. And one of the things, of course, that we're realizing is the importance of a lot of subjects that may have been missed in the past year, especially when it comes to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Thankfully, though, there are some great organizations out there helping to be able to not only show the importance of STEM and also AI, but also making it enjoyable for kids to be able to get back into. We're excited to welcome Scott Aronson of Cloudera to our program, as well as Ruth Aliabadi of Ready AI to talk about the work that they're doing. They also have a great book that I read called A Fresh Squeeze on Data. We're going to talk to them about that and what it's been like for them to use those principles when it comes to kids as well. But Scott, Ruth, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to do it. Let's start off with just a little bit of information here. Scott, for those just finding out about Cloudera, tell to them a little bit about what it does and how it got started.
Yeah, sure. So we have a data platform that we built that helps ingest data from a myriad of different sources. We help organize that data and land it and make it accessible for business analysts, data scientists. We have customers from really all verticals, whether it's financial services or healthcare, et cetera. And we have lots of data under management, really at scale. And so the company is really focused in on that and helping our customers and our partners make the most of it.
Ruth, I saw a great video that you put out kind of helping people during the pandemic on YouTube, but talk to them about how Ready AI came about.
Sure. Ready AI started in Pittsburgh, my hometown, Pennsylvania, and we realized that there's this gap of making AI education more inclusive, and we wanted to be part of that conversation. So Ready AI started, and now we're globally we're providing artificial intelligence education in K-12, kindergarten through 12th grade, to educators and learning communities in the U.S. and around the world.
Yeah. Well, going back to you then, Scott, when it comes to the data that you've been able to see, I mean, one of the things, as I mentioned in my introduction, that the virtual learning was difficult, I think, really for everybody, but especially for the kids. How did that impact them going into this new school year, especially when it comes to those important topics, like I mentioned, like STEM subjects?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's kind of referred to as the summer slide, right? Students are returning to school each fall to start the academic year, sometimes with maybe having taken a step back as a result of being off. For almost the last 2 years, students and teachers and parents have had a school experience really unlike any other. You know, I've experienced it with my two young boys. The pandemic has really made the summer slide even bigger, unfortunately. And this loss of sort of in-person and hands-on learning especially affected, I think, areas like STEM. You know, these subjects are really foundational to the future. And it's been hardest to translate into virtual learning, leaving children without some of the knowledge that they need for a real solid foundation. The ability to understand data is perhaps, the key ingredient for some future jobs. Data literacy is now more important than ever. So we've been really, you know, working hard to combat this. And we believe that understanding data and AI are key to jobs of the future. So we partnered with Ruse and Ready AI to create an educational and entertaining book about data and analytics and artificial intelligence and machine learning to really help these concepts become more accessible in an everyday way for children, sort of like in the 8 to 12 range.
Yeah. Ruth, let me bring you into that, because I mentioned I had a chance to read A Fresh Squeeze on Data, and I love the fact that you're able to have a character like Claire who, for one thing, I love the fact that she wants to do something good for others, but then coming figuring out how to do that, and of course, comes up with the idea for selling lemonade. And when there were problems, then looking at her mom's example of using data and how that was kind of able to tie into how they were able to make a success. Talk to us about that, Ruth, and what it's been like for you in working with Claude and Scott and Cladera to be able to make data and AI more interesting and understandable for kids.
Well, first of all, thank you for taking the time and reading the book, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And,
yeah.
You know, we're really thrilled to release this new book because it was really designed to make science and technology accessible and easier to understand for young learners. But also, we can, in a way, make it more data literate. You know, a fresh quiz on data really attempts to explain complex concepts, you know, like data, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and biased in data in everyday ways. In fact, the book was not just written by ReadyAI and Cloudera. It was because of the amazing effort and work of really great educators, teachers, also students helped us with the book. So the book, as you said, you talked about some a few characters in the book, really begins by explaining how collecting unbiased data can really help children sell more lemonade at their lemonade stand. But then expands on really key concepts with more real-world examples and interactive exercises. By the way, you can get this book free on freshsqueezekids.com, freshsqueezekids.com. And the characters you just talked about, this was a way for us to really try to make the conversation about data, about AI, more inclusive. And that's exactly why our data scientist in the book is the mother. That's why the main character, Clara, is also working with her younger brother, Alex, throughout the book. So these were all intentionals, and this narrative was intentionally put in place to make it more inclusive and to make it really more fun and engaging so everyone can have a conversation and be part of this conversation.
And it's so important, and as Scott mentioned earlier when he was talking about the work of Cladera, is that this is something that is a part of our lives, definitely understanding the importance of data literacy and how it impacts us. And it definitely comes through in the book. Again, the book is called Squeeze on Data. You just heard Ruth mention there, freshsqueezekids.com is that website again for our audience, for those joining us online. We'll make sure that we link that up for you guys. Scott, Ruth, thank you so much for the great work that you're doing, the way you're able to make this understandable, not only for kids, but us adults as well. And I look forward to having the two of you back on the program again.
Thanks for having us. Have a great day.
Hey, you as well. Thank you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.